record show that Mr. Meyer is the only one absent from the committee. Can we get an approval of the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Doc, second by Kelly. Any additions, corrections? If not, all in favor of approving the minutes as published, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have the minutes approved. Do we have any public comments? Not. Joe?
Yes, the first is 911. GEOCOM, we've got a renewal. Terry, would you like to explain?
That is a renewal on a software maintenance agreement that connects our database, address database, with our mapping GIS database to work back and forth. It allows us to create queries and establish or bring out any problems that we might find with addressing or mapping within the office. It's a yearly renewal.
Does that go through the same as IT with it, ESRI?
No, not that part.
It's not the
same. That's in-house, enabling us to query our own databases.
Got it. Okay.
Any other questions?
With animal control, we have two purchases for your consideration. One is our annual renewal for the Chameleon software program, mm-hmm. and the other one is to purchase a rabies tags for the next year. If there's any questions, we can try to answer them.
What is okay. that? Excuse me. That tax per animal cost?
For tags?
Yeah.
For animals that are spayed or neutered, $10, and for unspayed and unneutered, $30. And part of $30 goes to the pet population control fund.
Thank you.
Next, in the assessor's office and the board review, we have 8 workstations for each. And this is part of our replacement or upgrade of our computers and software issues that we're dealing with. We've talked about it several months now. If there's any questions, we've got folks here that can answer them.
Any questions?
In the education department, we're replacing our fingerprinting system. Andrew, would you like to?
We've been fingerprinting since about 2002. Teachers and administrators and other personnel that work within a school building. And state police have informed us that they're changing their protocols for the fingerprinting. Starting January 1, we're going to have to include a photograph with the fingerprints that go in. Right now, the system, the one old system we had to take out of service because it's no longer supported. The system we currently have has reached its end of life, and we're not able to do a renewal agreement on it. So we're in the need of purchasing the 2 new systems.
Any questions?
With the facilities management, we have a bid to do some asbestos, mitigation work. Is that
right? The floor tile in the waiting area was hot, so I had to remove it.
Any questions?
The IT department has, it looks like, four purchases and one modification. Some of these are renewals that we typically pay at the end of the fiscal year. If there's any questions about any of these, Timothy can get into the details. Moving on, with the probation department, we're replacing 26 PCs. This was a capital outlay budget items for the current fiscal year. There's also software that's going along with this. And then also they are replacing a copy machine for the drug court.
Does our IT department back that up, or is that something different?
It's part of our system.
It is? For probation. Do we take care of all of the IT and probation?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, moving on with the Sheriff's Department. In the we have a panel system for the detective area. I guess this is kind of the office type panels.
Correct, for our detective division.
Right. Any questions of Major Wells? With Special Service Area Number 1, we have two engineering contracts for Shepherd, Morgan, and Swab related to a couple lift stations within the sewer district. If there's any questions, Carol Knott is here.
Yeah, Carol, I'm sorry. Could you just expand that? You were saying that it's generators, right? That this is the...
There are two purchase requests. One is regarding the work on specking out generators.
Okay.
The other one is regarding specking out a parallel sewer line from lift station 15 to lift station 9.
Right. So this isn't the cost of the actual equipment itself. This is, I was like, what a deal! Look at it go!
No, not at all. This is just the okay. engineering
right.
cost for the specifications.
Okay, that's what I thought you were saying. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And then lastly, in the treasurer's office, we have a bid to do the printing and mailing for delinquent property tax notices. If there's any questions, Jeremy's here.
Yeah, Jeremy, quick question. How did we come up with that exact number? It says not to exceed that. How are we estimating how much it'll cost? You already know.
Well, last year we did 10,000 notices.
Okay.
So we anticipate doing somewhere in that range again.
About the same. Okay.
We put a not to exceed on there in case... things, you know.
Sure.
Because we pushed the tax bill up by a week, so we would anticipate sending out the certified notices a week as well.
Got it.
So just to kind of give us some wiggle room.
Okay, so it should be about the same as last year. It's not anything.
It was about $5,000.
Okay, cool.
Okay, one question. Kurt, is Farmer involved in this floor tile removal?
They did the testing for it.
Yeah. They did the testing. Has that already been approved, or did we approve that ago, or is that be included in this?
That was less than the $5,000.
I mean, no. We did have to pay them something, right? Well, has that already been paid, or has it already been passed, or is it going to be included in this?
It's not included in this. It'll be a separate bill.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions? Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
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 Larry?
Okay. Under resolution, we have a few for your consideration. The first one is Community Development has a bid for their weatherization HVAC contractor work. You may recall we've been separating these out into packs of, I believe, 25.
25, that's, and it's for furnace work for the weatherization program.
So we're ready for the next group of work to be awarded, and that's what this is.
Okay. Were you ever able to come up with any numbers for us on savings? I know, I'm going to bust you.
Actually, Dave, I asked our weatherization coordinator, and
yeah.
he said that the state does not have those statistics. And you would think that would be a prime factor.
It's a huge selling point for this.
Right. And doing weatherization, you go to someone's house and say, I'm going to save you X amount of dollars or percent. He does not have any figures from the state to confirm our energy savings per household.
Okay. Do we anticipate getting those numbers? Or?
I'll ask you that.
Thanks.
Actually, I think the state, yeah, they have... a lot of issues with the weatherization program with the Department of Energy that I think they'll probably be working through before they send a report to me.
Got it. Okay.
Very good.
The next resolution is to retain the services of Maximus for an additional 3-year period to do our annual cost allocation plan. Maximus has been doing this for years. This is kind of an accounting function where they cost out county services. It's utilized not only as part of the accounting process, but it allows us to be reimbursed by the grants department for indirect costs. It's really an accounting report that we get every year and that we utilize. We have our annual agreement with the State Appellate Prosecutor Service to assist the State's Attorney's Office for $30,000. That's the same cost as it has been for several years. I believe we went in a couple years ago. We might have gone into detail about these services with the State's Attorney. But if there's any questions, we can try to answer it.
Right.
Next, with the Highway Department, we have a proposal, I guess, to purchase a new piece of equipment. Mark, would you like to explain it?
Is that for the mini excavator?
Yes.
Right now we're looking to acquire a mini excavator. It's a backhoe that's similar to a Traco, only smaller scales on rubber tracks. Right now we've got quite a bit of ditch cleaning we need to do. We're hoping to be able to start operating from the back slope and digging the dirt out of the ditches, put it in the fields adjacent to the back slopes, and not have to worry about flagging and closing the road and putting the truck in the road to haul the material away. And then hopefully we'll be able to use it for putting in driveway culvert pipes and other issues like that. This new technology's around. I don't know if you've noticed a lot more of them out in the construction world right now, and we're just wanting to keep up and do a better job.
Was this already budgeted for in your budget?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next, with the also the highway department, with the IT department involved, we have a GPS unit and accessories. We'd like to explain that.
Right now it's a what I call a GPS rover. Right now we pick up our point information and it gives us GPS coordinates to it. Right now we've got one for the highway department. Right now we use in our surveying for laying out projects and picking up information. We don't have a backup at this point, so when IT came to us and wanted us to assist them, I thought it would be good for us to have a backup piece of equipment in case ours goes down. And then also, we've been picking up survey points for the GIS department when surveys come in to put coordinates to it, so it's easier for them to put in their mapping system. So this should give us an additional unit to help them keep up during our free time. We can send two crews out to pick up those points rather than them waiting for us to get the one crew free.
Any question?
And lastly, we have two replacement Dodge Grand Caravans for the court security program with the Sheriff's Department.
How will those be utilized? Is that just for transportation of...
Right, these are just replacement vans for our prisoner transportation. It's the guys you see hauling the prisoners back and forth to court and
right.
Also the DOC.
What, the current will still be in use, or these are just replacement?
The replacement vans.
What do they max out at on those vans? Is it the same as a car where it's like 100,000 miles?
Any
impulse
to 100,000.
Okay.
That's all.
Any questions or discussion? If not, we get a motion.
So moved.
Second.
First by Kelly, second by Larry. No other discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
Aye.
The next couple on the agenda relate to the budget. We actually met, I believe, last week to approve the posting of the budget, and I said we would prepare the appropriate resolutions and bring them to the Finance Committee this morning. The first one is the budget resolution itself. The second one is the replacement tax resolution, which allocates the replacement tax funds. And the last one is the tax levy ordinance.
We bring all those in at one time?
That's fine, yeah.
You got a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Just real fast explain to you on how we're doing the tax levy. I'm going to give you a couple different forms out here.
Can you do one, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to give you something else here because we all know there's a petition drive going on, and I think it's very important that we try to explain on how this is going to affect people's tax bills. And I think it's extremely important that we go over this. And Joe and I have looked at this a little bit. I'm trying to make this, clarify this a little bit for everyone here. And what I did on the first figure is I'm just showing the general fund. Yeah, I'm not showing our tax levy. What was our tax levy? It's a 1.8% increase.
Yes.
A little bit under 1.8. What was that? 500 and...
About 590,000.
590,000. Okay, that includes everything. It includes our, you know, utilities. I mean, you name it. It's included in that levy. Raises, everything. You know, how we do our levies is included in that figure. All along, and I got a paper from October 13th from the Alton Telegraph, we said that we would do our situation with the jail within our existing levy. So the 1.8% levy includes everything. If we go to next meeting and we do the jail bonds, we will do the jail bonds, we will abate that tax from the general fund. The reason I have the two forms you have in here is basically the general fund has not received any increase. I think it's like $3,958. I'm not sure how that...
It's rounding.
It's rounding off, and I'm not sure how we figured that out. But we're basically adding the same amount. The general fund is staying the same as it was last time, last year's levy, okay? When you abate the taxes, if you look at this thing on the jail bond, it says, you know, you got that, and it's $350 as a jail bond. That's the existing jail bond. That's for there for 1 year. So let's say we have a $1.3 million that we have to pay for the jail bonds to abate it. What you will be doing is you're going to be lowering, you're going to be abating that $10 million figure, and instead of $10 million, you're going to have $9 million going into that figure. Okay, so the jail bond itself will cost nothing next month. We are staying within the existing levy. I want to make sure everyone knows that, of $590,000. Now, two things this abating is going to do. We said this all along. If you remember what I said in county board meetings, a lot of people have been saying we should use our reserves. When you take $1 million from that figure there, Lisa, what does that do?
Excuse me?
If you take $1 million off that figure, what happens to the reserves?
It drops.
It drops. We are using our reserves to do the jail project, and it's the way to do it. And we have to do the bonding process to do that. The second item that I do not like, what I'm hearing going out there, and I'm not going to accuse anyone starting it here. I was hoping Mr. Prinsler would be at our meeting. This is his county tax bill, what he pays the county. Anybody get this on the internet? In 2008, he was paying $482 in county taxes. Today, he's paying $472. Even with the jail bond issue being added to his property tax, he's going to be paying less than he did in 2008 for county taxes. This is the misinformation he's been putting out. And Lisa, I'm going to have you explain your math if you're checking your head. No. We've been told by many people that have been getting petitions signed that taxes are going to be going up $200 to $300. Or they've been told their taxes are going to go up 4%. When you increase the levy by 1.8%, the county levy, what you would do is take that 1.8%, tax it by the 472, that may come out to like $12 or something like that, his increase would be, but folks, that's not including new growth. So if you have, I think we have about $50 million in new growth in Madison County, that doesn't figure that figure. So there's been a lot of implications that, and I think where this all started from is when at one time we were talking about being staying under 4% levy. We're actually staying under 2% levy. I think they get this indication, or they imply to the public, that if you're paying $1,000 in property tax, your tax is going to go up 4% of that $1,000. That's not true. It's only the county portion, which is about 8-9% of a tax bill. So if your tax levy goes up 1.8%, you times it to that figure there. But that's saying everybody's assessed valuation stays the same and there's absolutely no new growth. Does everybody understand what I'm saying there? Do you follow me, Lisa? Any questions on this?
Mr. Dunston, I came here to listen and I would appreciate that you quit using me as an example. I'm here to listen.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
At this point, no.
Okay, if you do, my door is open.
I understand.
Okay,
that,
and this is the dilemma that we have. I support the citizens of this county getting signatures on a petition. That is their right to do. If they get 10% of the signatures to put this on a referendum, I support that. But it's imperative that those citizens are being told the truth. And I've had many cases, and I think almost every board member here, including myself, have been given calls or whatever, and when they signed a petition, they have been told their taxes are going to go up to $250 to $300, their taxes. Now, folks, if we would do that, and Kirk Prinsler was paying $472 in this last year in county taxes, that means in county taxes he would be paying about $700. You think anyone in this county board would do that? You think we're nuts? I mean, this is what bothers me, is that this county, and this is, once again, Kirk Prinsler's tax bill, he's going to be paying less in taxes in 2013 than he did in 2008 with the jail bond issue on the being done. And that's imperative that we say this, because we got a great finance committee. We work tremendously together. you know, Democrats, Republicans, Bill Maher understood this, Gene Maher understood this. Is, you know, we've said it over and over that we would do everything we did within the existing levy and we're keeping our promise. And I would, you know, if anybody else has any other type of math, I'd be certainly glad to see this. I was hoping that Mr. Prinzler would be at this meeting.
Any other questions, comments? Not, we'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kelly, second by Doc. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
It's approved. Is that all you have, Joe?
That's all.
You're up, Rick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's no motel tax reconciliation report this month. We have a number of refunds. First refund is from the unrestricted county revenue in the amount of $100 to an individual. This is a refund for due for overpayment of a liquor license. It was paid for 2014 liquor license. Second refund, 16 checks out of the unrestricted animal control fund to individuals in the total amount of $305 for refunds from overpayment on registration fees. Next refund is the amount of $21.33 from the Health Department revenue payable to the Illinois Department of Public Aid. It's to their adjustment unit, and this refund is due for an overpayment on a claim. Next refund is in the amount of $30 from the Health Department Revenue Fund payable to an individual. The refund is due for an overpayment on services. And lastly, the last refund, please, it's a check for the amount of $225. Health Department payable to a business, and this is due to a refund for an overpayment on a food permit, and I move for your approval on the refunds.
Your motion.
So moved.
Second.
No further discussion. Ann?
Aye.
Kelly? Ann? Doc?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have a number of immediate emergency appropriations. First one is, and I believe all these are no-match grants. The county received a grant in the amount of $316,908. It's titled the Project New Direction Enhanced Drug for the Enhanced Drug Court Treatment. The purpose of this grant is providing an enhanced drug court support and treatment program for high-risk offenders, and there's no matching funds. I'll bring them all in at once if I can,
please.
Mr. Chairman.
Please.
Second, immediate emergency appropriations in the amount of $299,917. This is titled the Joint Adult Drug Court Solicitation to Enhance Treatment Grant, and the purpose of this is providing an enhanced drug court support and treatment program. Next refund in the amount of $108,503. It is for the purpose of preventing the initiation of tobacco use among young people, eliminating exposure to secondhand smoke, and promoting tobacco use cessation among youth and adults. It again is a no-match grant, and it is in the amount of $108,503. The last immediate emergency appropriation is in the amount of $23,355. It's titled the Child Protection Data Courts Project Grant, and the purpose of this grant is improving safety, well-being, and permanency of children in foster care and strengthening the legal and judicial system. We also have a number that's in your packet. I don't want to go through all of these. The immediate emergency appropriation, I believe this is the special revenue services funds, the enterprise funds, the internal service funds. The total of all those funds were $103,936. And again, you know, it's in your packet. This is a list here and for your review. And then that's all I have as far as the appropriations go.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second by Doc. Any further discussion?
Aye.
Aye.
Larry.
Aye.
And for your report, or your review, the summary report of claims and transfers for October this year, and I move for your approval on that too.
So moved.
Second. Aye.
Kelly.
Aye.
Ann.
Aye.
Aye. Very good.
That's all I have, Mr.
Rick?
Chairman.
Okay. Safety and risk.
We have a request to go into executive session with safety and risk.
Okay, that comes out of that. Okay.
I mean, if there's anything else before that.
Some move.
Second.
I have a language to it.
Yeah, we need, let me, if you don't mind, we need to go into closed executive session to discuss litigation, which is exempt under 5 LCS 122C 11 and 12, litigation against a public body and settlement claim. It requires a roll call vote, and also if you could request that Annette, Rick, Jennifer, myself, and John Gilbert be also present at the executive.
Okay, very good. Everyone else is excused.